neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Requested that he should have a replacement after he finalizes his position, his mission. So Ribbono Shel Olam commanded him to take Yehoshua Ish Asher Ruach Bo. So now the designated replacement was Yehoshua. Why? Because he was attached to his Rab constantly, never left him, and he had such a concern that as Gemara brings, that everything will be neat, clean, organized in the Beit Midrash, the chairs, the sidurim, the chumashim. So now, the question that is asked, the Tosfos is informing us that the designated replacement was Yehoshua bin Nun, Ish Asher Ruach Bo. What does it mean, Ish Asher Ruach Bo? You should say, Yehoshua bin Nun, Asher Ruach Bo.
It means it was important, Ish.
Ish. So now, what does it mean, Asher Ruach Bo? So there is two options. One is that a human that has a Ruach, and there's a human that doesn't have a Ruach. So here, Hashem said, take Yehoshua because he has a Ruach. What does it mean, a Ruach?
Good character.
No, just simply, if, let's say, there's a human that doesn't have a Ruach, what is he called? Is he alive?
No.
He's not alive. So Hashem says you have to pick somebody that is alive. Make sense? Make sense? No, but here, generalizing. Ruach, that means, so if he doesn't have a Ruach, so he's not alive. So now, here, the term that is used for men is Ish. What does Ish mean?
Someone
important. Why they call a man Ish?
He has Ish and then the Yud.
Aleph.
Aleph, yes, it has an Ish. Aleph Yudshin. So.
Aleph
Ish. Uh-huh. So now, so if you take the Yud out, what do you get?
Ish.
What does Ish mean?
Fire.
Yeah. So now here, so we see Ribbono Shel Olam says that Yehoshua has a character that is an Ish. What does it mean, Ish? He always places the Yud between the Aleph and Shin. Because if they take a Yud out, what's going to happen?
Fire.
So what does Yud represent? Yud.
That Ruach.
No, Yud. What is Yud? Yud is? That's two Yud. One Yud. When you see Yud, what does it remind you of? Yud. When you see Yud, what does it remind you?
Yud.
Chazak Baruch. So now, how big is Yud?
Smallest letter.
This is the smallest letter in alphabet. Right? That means the only thing that can prevent that Aleph and Shim would not get together, it's a Yud. What does it mean?
With the smallest thing, you become Yehudi,
or you become Yehudi. Beautiful. So that means Yud represents humbleness. Anab, Furutan. So that means people that they have Ga'ava always get angry. They're sensitive, they fiery. So now, the remedy to not get angry is to be
humble.
That's the Yud. So now here, when you call somebody Ish, so that means he doesn't let Aleph and Shish get together. Because if the Aleph and Shin get together, what do you have?
Ish.
Shish kebab.
Number two.
So now here it says the reason. It doesn't say Yehoshua bin Nun Asher Ruach Bo. It says Yehoshua bin Nun Ish Asher Ruach Bo. He's an Ish. Why? Because the real Ish B'Tzavah Me'anit means that he doesn't ever let anything bothers him. Why? Because he has in his pocket very big yud. Always put it between Aleph and Shin. Because Chas v'Shalom, with the Aleph and Shin, they get together. Hashem Yirachem. So now it's very interesting. What is Ruach means? What does Ruach remind you of? Ruach?
Spirit.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, see. Ruach. What does it remind? When you hear Ruach, what reminds you the first thing? Reyach. Reyach, Ruach. What does Reyach mean?
Smell.
So what's the connection between Reyach and Ruach? Let's say you know somebody is always gets angry. Ooh, Hashem Yirachem. You tell him, you know, you have eyebrow over your eyes, Hashem Yirachem. Oh, ho, 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 ho. You know, can you stand him? Can you be next to him?
No.
So you run away from him.
Yes.
Yeah? It's like a bad smell. Chas v'Shalom. No? But somebody that's pleasant, is always smiling. Well, you want to be close to him? Huh?
No.
It's pleasant, smiling.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like a good smell. So you have the temperamental is like a terrible smell. But if somebody is pleasant, is happy, is positive, it's like a
good prayer.
So now here, that's what exactly Ibn Shalom is saying. You see, Yehoshua bin Nun is a ish asher reyach bo. Sorry? Doesn't work. If you ain't me, the whole case of after shit doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to place the yud always between Aleph and Shin. And Mezal Hashem, be reyach nichoach, li ribon sholam. Koila nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.